Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one, TNT Dynamight. It's been a while, almost.
Yeah, dude, we've had a couple busy weeks, we've been a little sporadic.
Jonas, you're out of town.
Yeah, I'm always out of town, friend.
You're in Lebanon teaching Lebanese children.
What was I teaching them?
Calligraphy.
Oh, yeah, I'm very fluent in calligraphy.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's very nice of you, Jonas.
Yeah, I was.
He's a real philanthropist. What was I doing?
I was teaching them cartography.
Okay, that too.
Yeah, really.
What was I doing?
You were in Pakistan.
Mm.
You were mining uranium out of the mountains.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You know those cell phones you have?
It's all because of TNT.
Neat.
Anyways, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a great time. Whether you're watching us live on twitch.tv/CrazyTownMedia Live, or you're watching this replay of our pretty Halloween costumes on our YouTube channel, Crazy Town Media, or you're just watching or listening to the audio-only version on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever else you can find a podcast, TNT Dynamite, how have you been?
Take these
fucking gloves off.
I've been well, I guess.
Okay, cool.
We'll put the
gloves there.
I go to work, we record, we go to Lebanon, we go to Pakistan, and now we're back.
Yeah, yeah. You know, hey, we got to do things for the world and for y'all.
For you.
Absolutely. So, anything you want to talk about real quick before we get into anything today, man?
Overwatch 2, perhaps, maybe, BlizzCon, Jonas.
Are they protesting because they're...
No, they're not. Why would they protest? They're excited.
That they folded to the Chinese government?
Oh, my God.
Just saying. I don't know.
They backed that up, though. They did. They paid the kid, and then they did some other stuff.
Yeah, but it doesn't change the fact that they're all about...
Did you see the NBA game where the guy's holding up a Clippers jersey and then the camera zooms on him and then he drops the jersey and it says stand with Hong Kong?
The camera was just like all over the place. He's like, oh, we're playing a game called, oh shit, I lost my job. I'm dead now. All right, you ready? Well, let's do the rock, paper, scissors, see who goes first. We got a lot to talk about in just a short amount of time.
Overwatch 2, maybe.
Maybe?
I don't know. Yeah, it's all leaked information at this point.
All right, remember, 1, 2, 3, go.
Eh?
You always cheat. Cheater.
Don't patronize me.
All right, let's go. Oh, zing, zang, zong.
Number one, threw the scissors out. He threw the paper.
Whatever, dude.
Dynamite daddy in the house.
Wow.
For the rest of the podcast, you can refer to me as Father Dynamite.
Wow. I will not do that.
No, I'm eulogy now. Not eulogy, clergy.
I never even call you by your name ever.
No, you don't. It hurts, honestly.
I know, you're right.
You don't look at me in the eyes during.
I never look in your eyes anymore. I know how it goes.
All right, Jonas, let's start off with some dumbass silly.
Wow, okay. I'm all fan of that.
So you've been to Target before.
What is it? What's a Target?
I'm changing the way I'm segueing.
you're pulling the J-dub. I'm Joni Two Guns.
I know. I'm changing it. I'm changing
all
it.
Right,
up.
Sorry. All right,
Jonas, when you think of the hottest cartoon character, what female heroine do you choose?
Wait, there's different kinds of heroine?
No.
Besides Black Tar?
Which cartoon heroine do you think is just all over the little wee boys' minds and computers?
I don't know enough about wee boys.
No.
or heroin.
Joe, look, I'll give you some choices.
This is a way better segue, by the way.
I'll give you some choices.
Okay.
Snow White.
Okay. Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit.
I was going to say Jessica Rabbit, but you were going to call me a boomer for doing a 1990s reference.
No, that's fine, Jonas.
Jessica Rabbit.
It is definitely a boomer girl.
Yeah,
though.
Right, dude. I feel you.
Like, do you know how old she is now?
Oh, Jessica Rabbit, dude. She's Jessica. Rabbits are still called rabbits when they're old.
Is that a joke, Jonas, about my...
No. Oh, shizzle. No.
You don't want to fuck me, do you?
No. Okay, no. We've been down that road before.
Stop. They're going to think it's real.
Oh, it's so not real.
All right. But nowadays, Jonas, you got to go with some of the newer movies. Kids today are all about Elsa.
Oh, isn't she like a child?
I don't know. I don't know.
Isn't that like the girl from the movie where they're cold?
Frozen movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but she's like a underage woman, right?
What? It's a cartoon.
Oh, okay. But people are fantasizing about it?
I'm not into Shota or Lolly stuff or anything like that. Wow. But this is just, it's just a cartoon.
Okay. All right, cool. Elsa.
So,
okay.
Like, people, I've seen, like, pregnant Elsa games on it.
Pregnant Elsa games.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where Elsa, like, has a baby and she goes into the doctor and she gets checkups. Or, like, you know, shopping with Elsa. Jonas, I don't know why you're not.
Is this like dating Colonel Sanders?
This honestly has nothing to do with Elsa.
That's not to do with your story?
It doesn't, but it's so great.
Oh, okay, awesome.
All right, Florida man walks into a Target, Jonas.
Okay.
And he just heads straight over to the toy aisle.
Well, where else would a grown man go?
Exactly. Now, down that aisle, okay. You think he would go for the Elsa?
Oh, no.
The object of every young boy's heart's desire. And some girls, too.
And
works.
Grown men, I guess, too.
No, he heads over to Olaf, Jonas. Do you know who Olaf is?
Metal Face?
No.
Skolnick?
Not Metal. Not that. Nope.
I don't know who
Olaf
is.
Olaf was Elsa's little snowman friend.
Oh. Okay.
So this man grabs a plush of the snowman Olaf. And he decided to let it go, as he proceeded to dry hump it to completion.
he let something go. It was a seed. He shot a rope.
And after he was finished, he decided to head over to another toy, but then he was then tackled by authorities.
Like completion, like onto the toy, or completion inside his drawers?
Well, he was dry humping it, but so he completed.
But I mean, you can dry hump with your pants off.
Wait, what? You can't dry hump with your pants off. That's all a wetness.
Not if it, I mean, like.
Then what's a hump?
Wait.
Okay, there's levels. On. Dry hump, and fucking.
So hump is like, wait, hold
skin
on.
Skin on skin.
Right, but if he took his penis out and put it on the toy.
That canceled out the dryness. All dryness is canceled
there's
out.
There's no wetness on an Olaf plush, bro. Just saying. I mean, I'm not familiar with the wetness of an Olaf plush, but my guess is it's not moist.
So wait, you're saying because there's no other person involved, it's still considered dry humping?
Correct.
I mean, I can't really argue with that logic. I can't.
Anyways,
I can't.
Okay,
so perfect sense.
But his penis was inside his pants.
Yeah, to the best of my experience.
Okay.
Or my experience. To the best of my recollection, his penis remained in his pants, but he busted. See, he just, like, shot ropes all on the inside
Did
of it.
Did he shoot so many ropes he hung the snowman on the aisle? Oh, my God.
You're a child.
I am a child.
It's okay.
Absolutely.
I don't mind.
Yeah.
All right. He admitted that he did it.
Well, and he was caught white-handed.
In a statement, he said that I admit that I had nutted on Olaf and that I had done some other stupid things.
Oh, poor guy.
I just wondered, like, what kind of fetish this is, though. Like, you're the fetish guy.
Am I all of a sudden the fetish guy? Wow. Let's see.
What kind of fetish is this?
I don't know, dude. I don't. I mean, like,
it's definitely exhibitionism because he decided to go in. It's kind of weird because I'm sure there's like
it's
children.
Not really furry because he wasn't dressed up, right?
Oh, that's a good point. But you can be a furry enthusiast. Or
I don't know. It could just be weirdo. Because I mean, humping a toy in a store is that I think that's beyond fetish. That's crime.
Yeah, and the fact that there potentially could have been children there.
Oh yeah, like fucking little Jimmy's like, oh my God, I can't wait to get the new G.I. Joe, and then this guy's like, Olaf, Metal Face, and fucking shit goes wrong, dude.
Is that the sound you make when you come to completion, Jonas?
I never say Olaf Metal Face.
I'm like, Olaf Metal Face.
Olaf Metal Face. Dude.
What?
Okay, let me ask you a question.
What happened?
You're in Target looking for the brand new Dr. Dre CD.
I would never do any of those things.
You're in Target.
What about it?
Fair enough. You're walking down the aisle. You're perusing. You got a cart full of groceries, maybe little household items.
Uh-huh.
You walk by the toy section. You take a peer to your left. You see Mr. Crazy Pants humping Olaf in the toy aisle. What do you do?
World Star.
Do you World Star him?
Probably. Why not?
So you're going to film him and yell World Star and then walk away. I mean, that's what they do, right?
I mean, yeah. Is that a problem?
No. I just didn't. I mean, would you, like, tell somebody? Would you, like, say, bro, what the fuck are you doing?
Hell
like,
no, dude. I'm going to put that shit right on the Crazy Town Twitter and get a song. Please.
Yeah. Okay, good enough.
No, honestly, I don't know. I'll probably just be like, what the fuck? And yeah. then I'll keep walking.
Yeah, I'd probably keep walking, too. I'd probably be like, there's a guy humping something in the toy aisle.
Yeah, I might like, do one of those.
Like the guy in electronics, I'd be like, there's somebody humping something yeah. in the toy aisle as you like wander through.
One of those where you're pointing behind you yeah. type things.
Like,
I
you
like
gotta
that.
Go look in aisle 17.
Yeah, like, hey, over there where I'm not going, I'm going in the opposite direction, so I can't help you, but there's something going on.
Yeah, you need to check that out.
Probably look into that.
Yeah, all right, good enough.
All right, Jonas, you're up.
All right, man, I got something I wouldn't even tell you about because I want your realistic reaction to this. So, how do you feel about Jesus?
I'm cool with Jesus.
All right, cool. Cool with Jesus.
I fucks with Jesus.
Okay. Yeah, I feel you.
I do.
I mean, I'm not a Jesus boy myself, I guess. I mean, I'm not against Jesus. I'm not, you know, I'm like, I'm a neutral.
I'm not against people who are against Jesus.
I'm neutral Jesus.
That's perfectly fine.
So, in Mannheim, Pennsylvania, maybe it's Mannheim, I don't know. A youth pastor named Derek Parker.
D. Parker.
D. Park has decided that he wanted to try something a little different to get people to come to celebrate the Lord. I'm going to give you what he goes by, and you try to guess what it is.
I thought he went by D. Parker.
No. He goes by Nonviolent D.
Nonviolent D. Okay. Million jokes, very childish in nature,
yeah, right,
running
right, right.
to the head, but I'm going to go okay and just let you finish it. Okay, Nonviolent D, what does he do?
Juggalos for Jesus.
Oh, my fucking God, dude.
He... this is why I wanted your natural reaction. Oh, for those of you who don't know, Juggalos are what the fan base of the rap group Insane Clown Posse call themselves. He has decided to call his little troop of Juggalos the Insane Christian Posse. They meet on Saturday evenings, and they're welcome to wear Juggalo face paint while they listen to, best part, Christian rewrites of ICP songs with stories of Jesus and drinking Faygo.
All right, Jonas, look. I'm going to tell you right now.
Wow.
That is, that's an okay. You know what? That's a,
you see why I didn't tell you before the podcast about this?
It's, you know, it's a preference. We can't get down on people for their preference. But come on, man, really?
Yeah, dude. He figured, I mean, he's cornered the market.
I wonder if Mr. Two Dope and Mr. J are aware of this guy repurposing their copyrighted
Funny
material.
You should ask that.
There's more!
So, I was after I read this, the story was literally like a paragraph. That's all it was. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, I need to like do a little bit of like, I mean, we're all about truth, not facts here at the Crazy Town
absolutely,
Podcast.
Absolutely.
But I wanted to do a little bit of research about this.
I imagine you did.
I could not find anything about.
Ever since you listened to Kanye's album,
yeah.
you changed.
Yeah, dude.
Your
ever since. Heard that new Kanye cut, and I was like,
I gotta hear Shaggy 2 and Violent J.
Yeah, dude. Can
spitting
you imagine,
some gospel
like,
lyrics.
Like, who, like, what would Chicken Hunt, like, who's going.
Who's
Jesus
going
hunting?
Soul saving?
Who's going?
I don't know.
I know. Anyways,
I kind of want to listen to something just to see.
Yeah, I'm curious too.
Oh, God.
D Park, if you're listening, hit us up. Anyways, so I didn't find anything else about D Park in Mannheim, but I did find another Juggalo Christian group.
What's that group called?
JesusLovesJuggalos.com.
Oh, so there's a whole thing out there.
There is a man. I didn't even get his name because I was just like, I couldn't. I couldn't anymore. I was reading, and he said that he used to be a drug addict, and he went through a program to get clean, mm-hmm. and he had been out of the Juggalo culture for 10 years.
Oh, man, it must have been rough.
I bet. And he said God gave him a vision mm-hmm. that he needed to take people from Juggalo to Jesus freak. That was his vision from God.
Oh. Okay.
I read a little bit more about on his site is not very good. It looks like it's an amateur site, obviously.
Yeah.
But what he did mention is that he gets to preach at the gathering of the Juggalos.
Yeah, okay. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, though. He actually gets to go and spread some word of Jesus.
And see, as much as I just hate on the Juggalo culture, it is actually a pretty cool thing if you look at it in a vacuum outside of the music, which I think is just personally, yeah, I think it's not very good.
It very much preaches inclusion, and they're not exactly. really and they're not really doing like it's not like they're like sacrificing animals and shit. They're
exactly.
like they're like getting together, they're listening to bad music and drinking bad soda.
It's just fun. I mean, it is.
And they wrestle, I guess.
And they too. Paint their faces, and they all have like the whole. Now I can see how they were being classified as a gang with them all wearing like chains.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And getting tattoos, and the woo woo is yeah. very close to the soo woo.
Oh, yeah. I feel you. Oh yeah, they do the Jesus for Juggalo. Jesus Loves Juggalos also sells shirts, which is the Juggalo Hatchet Man carrying a cross over his shoulder. Just want to throw that out there. In case you want to be part of the
no, that's cool.
Maris
honestly,
T Dynamite, you can do what you want.
Yeah, honestly, I did react at first, but it's cool, dude. You know,
yeah,
whatever.
I mean,
and if they feel like they're doing the Lord's work, then more power.
Hey,
to
man,
them.
if they're keeping kids off the streets,
yeah,
I don't give a shit what they're doing.
As long as they're not touching kids, you know.
Right. As long as they're keeping them off the streets and not by touching them. That is exactly the right answer. That's all I got about that.
Do you remember that time I false flagged?
Excuse me? I don't even know what that means.
You remember when I false flagged when we went to that dude's birthday party downtown? And I met that one guy. He had like the hatchet man.
Oh, false. I got you. I get what you mean now.
He had a hatchet man on. I was
dude,
like,
you got in with him in a second.
And I was like, whoop, whoop. I just kind of gave him the up nod with a whoop, whoop. And he was like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, right. Exactly, dude. Telling you, dude, it's not always who you know. It's what you know about the people in the world.
That was a great night.
You did get some benefits from that.
I absolutely did.
Yeah, dude. He would have let you do anything. You could have, like, killed a man on the patio that night. He would have been like, I didn't see anything.
I could have done a line of coke off his dick, and he would have been like, all right, yeah, dude, whoop, whoop.
He would have been like, whoop, whoop.
Oh, my ears fell.
Oh, dude. Okay.
All right. Another Florida man, because, you know, come on. Why not?
Hey.
All right, so I'm going to read this.
Okay.
This headline to you.
I'm going
to
concentrate very thoroughly on what you say.
And then I want to read it again because you're probably going to have to take it all in.
Okay, Okay, we'll do a double take. Okay.
Florida man charged with feeding iguanas to alligator at jail zoo.
Oh.
Florida man charged with feeding iguanas to alligators at jail zoo.
Okay. I see a few things wrong with that statement.
Okay, what do you see wrong, John? Just point them out to me. I want to hear them.
First off...
Yeah. Animal cruelty.
Oh, that wasn't even what I thought.
Okay. God damn it.
First off, where did he get so many iguanas that he had enough to feed them to an alligator?
Answer, Jonas. Iguanas are an invasive species to Florida.
They
thrive out there.
Just like, there's just like wild iguanas running around?
Somebody let an iguana out, and then they just started... doing whatever iguanas do to procreate.
First question answered.
All right.
Second question, why would you think to feed an iguana to an alligator?
Because you're an asshole.
Oh, second question answered.
The man was actually ratted on by another inmate who saw him doing it, and he really liked the iguana. So he was like, you know what? This guy's a jerk, man.
So he fed his pet iguana to the alligator. At the third question, jail zoo?
Question answered. So apparently, this part of Florida is actually in the Keys.
Okay.
And
is that like the extra weird part?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just curious.
I think it makes it worse, though.
Okay. All right. All right.
So it's a jail in the Keys.
Okay.
The sheriff's department, they run a kind of like a petting zoo out of.
So wait, they bring children to the prison?
No. It's staffed by the inmates.
And who comes to it?
I don't know. They might have some people come to
okay.
it.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised.
All right.
I don't know.
It sounds
I don't
really
think so.
Weird to me, but I'm not surprised because it's Florida. Call me crazy.
So the man threw multiple iguanas into the gator pit.
Okay.
And then he was told on. But another, like, I don't know. It started.
I bet the guy
like,
who told got shanked. fucking snitches get snitches.
Yeah,
dude.
Right?
Just saying.
Anyway. I don't even know what the charge would be for that. It'd probably be nothing, but.
Shanking a bitch who told?
Like community service.
For what? Shanking him?
No, not for shanking.
Oh, I was like,
the charge for feeding an iguana to an alligator.
Who knows? He's already in jail, dude. He don't give a shit. Well, I mean, that's like when you get the guys in there for life. Like, he's just like, oh, you want somebody stabbed? I got you. Like, what the fuck? You got nothing to lose. What's the fucking matter?
I think you've seen too much Oz, man.
Dude, Oz was a great show. And I was young when that shit came out.
It was a good show.
Fucked my world up, dude. I was like, wait a second. You can crush up glass and feed it to a man and it'll kill him over time?
What?
I was just saying.
No, you're not wrong, dude. I just remember the dude in the wheelchair.
I got like the guy with a little hat out of BC. How did he get that hat to stay on his head? It was like a mini yarmulke.
It's a kufi.
No, his was like a fuck. It's a kufi. Is that a real thing?
Really, what it's called? It's a kufi.
Is it? It's how's it stay on your head?
It wasn't a religious thing.
He had like a little. It wasn't the guy who turned Muslim in the prison and got everybody to preach Muslim. It was the other guy. The guy who was like, he had like a little like stocking cap on his head.
And I was like,
how does he get that to stay on? Because that's elastic, dude. He's not like.
Maybe he just has like safety pins in
it. Jammed it into it. He had a bald head too. Anyways.
He had a hook on his
head. Bobby pins.
Yeah, he came with a hook dome. But yeah, so, I think it's kind of a jerk move to feed iguanas to an alligator, even though I guess you got to feed alligators. Funny enough, alligators are not indigenous to the Keys.
So okay.
They're flown in there. Apparently, it was like a nature preserve that they turned into a extracurricular activity.
How do they fly in alligators? Very carefully?
I mean, you could just put them on a boat, Jonas. We're talking about
flying boats.
No.
Fly them in there on a boat.
It was in Florida. We're talking about Florida versus the Keys.
Oh, I thought you... Oh, never mind. Okay. I wasn't listening.
Okay.
It's okay, dude. It was a rough week in Lebanon.
I know, man. Pakistan was killer.
Ooh.
Your turn.
I'll go with this.
Yeah,
this is just ridiculous.
Go with it.
So, have you ever thought about hiring someone to kill someone else?
Oh, man, Jonas, if only you knew.
Hey, I got to pay rent. You got to wait till our lease is up.
Three more paychecks.
Get your down payment. All right. So, in China.
Florida of the world. Florida of Eurasia?
More like the Nazi Germany of today's world.
Okay, well.
I meant more like Florida. Sorry, Winnie.
You're going to get us shut down, dude.
Ah, dude.
They're going to take us off Twitch.
Oh, they're going to ban us on.
Yeah, dude. Wait until China gets in Bezos' pockets.
Oh, she's already there, dude. All right. A man named Tan Yuhui. I think he was a real estate guy. He hired a hitman to kill his competitor, Wei Mao.
God dang Wei Mao.
So, as any man would do, he found a hitman. He was like, hey, kill this man. He said, give me the money. He gave him 2 million yuan.
How much is that?
It's $282,000 U.S.
Okay, that's not a bad price.
I mean,
you know, it's
so
hard
a human life is worth $282,000 TNT Dynamite. Note to self.
I'm saying is that to get me to kill somebody, you're going to have to pay me about that
and
much.
And just like any good business model,
yep.
You outsource the hard work.
You're damn right, man.
So, I didn't get the hitman's name, but Hitman 1 decided to hire Hitman 2.
Yep.
He was going to pay him 1 million won to kill this man.
Hey.
So he's making 1 million won, so 140K,
hey.
Just to go to this other guy and go, hey, you want to kill somebody? He goes, fucking A, right?
Hell yeah.
Gives him 1 million won. Like any good businessman, you need to outsource the hard work.
Of course.
Hitman number 2
yep.
decides to hire the third hitman to kill this man.
These are smart guys.
Yeah, right?
They're intelligent.
Right, exactly. I mean, as any hitman would be.
How much did he offer him?
He offered this guy 770,000 won.
Oh.
So he's only making 230,000 won, which is, I don't know. I don't do the
math. Yeah, it's fine.
Not making a lot. He was going to give him 270 up front and 500 when he was dead.
Yeah.
He went the smart route because he could keep the rest even if the guy didn't end up dead.
Smart.
So the third man was like, got it, bro. like any businessman, outsourcing the hard work is what you're supposed to do.
Why do the hard work when you can just pay somebody else to do it for
you? So the third hitman hired went on Fiverr.com, hired the fourth hitman. But he was going to pay – this guy – I don't know what was wrong with this guy's logic. He goes, I'll pay you 700K. He only made 70,000 won to hire this other hitman. So I don't know if he like really had like second thoughts or what. He didn't really make much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's still free money.
Same deal. You're going to get 200 up front, 500 when the deed is done.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, the fourth hitman's like, I got you, bro. I got you. Like any – good business owner, you outsource the hard work.
I mean, it only makes sense.
The fourth hitman hired the fifth hitman, but this is where we had our mistake. This guy got fucking greedy. He only offered the fifth guy 100,000 won.
That ain't enough.
Dude, the second hitman only made 230,000. This dude's
enough.
Trying to make 600K off of it. You can't be the fifth man down the totem pole and try to, like, up the profit.
Wow.
That'd be like the manufacturer selling it all the way down. I'm the retail store, and all of a sudden I'm like, $10 million. So.
Greed.
Like any good businessman, he decides to just meet with the man he's supposed to kill and convince him to do something different. So he's like, listen, man, I'm going to kill you, dude. We should
you do.
So
I don't think that was a part of the conversation.
Probably. But instead of me killing you, why don't we just fake your death?
Yeah.
So instead of murdering him, he was an accomplice to a fake death.
How much was he gonna give him?
He wasn't gonna give him anything. He just was gonna save his life. He said, either I kill you or we fake your death. I think that's I mean, I'd fake my death if somebody gave me that. I mean,
wait a minute.
He get Machiavelli, dude. Just put out a rap scene.
That guy was the worst hitman of all.
Well, yeah, dude, when you get that far down, that's like drug dealers, man. You make the product. By the time you get to the guy who's selling dime bags, he's going to do something stupid.
I'm sorry. I don't know the drug trade quite like you. Why don't you educate us?
There's a man who makes it. He's called the supplier. Anyways.
Yeah, I've seen Narcos, too.
Yeah, dude, right.
Okay, Jonas, but my thing is that if you plan on killing somebody, you don't, like, meet them in their garage and then say, hey, how you doing, neighbor? You know, probably going to kill you, but I was thinking maybe you could fake your own death.
It's a good time to murder you, and I was actually paid to do that, but instead...
I mean, 100% of us are going to take option three, which is like, oh, okay, I'm going to call the police.
Right.
Is that what happened?
No. Well, yeah, they got arrested. I told you, truth not facts here at the Crazy Town.
Yeah,
they all got arrested. All five hitmans and the guy who hired them. Here's what kind of fucking worries me a little bit. This is China, so you would think it'd be a little harsher.
Mm-hmm.
Tan Yuhui only got 5 years in prison for trying to hire someone to die.
I mean, that's a minute, but that ain't long enough.
Dude, I don't know.
How much did the next guy in line?
Well, the hitman all got a varied sentence of 2 to 4 years.
Okay.
It didn't break it down by...
It was by amount of money, I'm pretty sure.
I would think I don't know, dude.
I read the story too, and it was they were like 3 months apart.
It was like tiered.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like knocking 3 months off for each one.
Yeah.
But
sometimes it pays to be the fifth hitman.
Yeah, man. That's a pretty dumb move.
Yeah, that's why I don't get into the game of hiring people to kill people, because you never know what's going to happen.
I don't really not care about anybody enough to want them to be killed.
Yeah,
though.
Dude. There's not any person in this world that I dislike enough that I wish they were dead.
Yeah.
Because living is way worse than dying sometimes.
Watch.
Why would I give them sweet release when they have to live through and suffer for many years?
Watch them suffer as they grow old.
Yeah, right?
And happy in the loving arms of their families.
Jesus.
You went there.
I did. It's okay.
Oh, that's a good story,
Dude, it was good. I liked it.
That's a good story.
Yeah, it made me laugh about the world.
All right, Jonas. Something a little bit different now.
All right.
I used all my cute stories, now I got to do the main one.
Okay.
So, this week, I think it was, this month.
Okay.
The NCAA
Oh, yeah, it was like today.
Was it today?
Yeah,
it was okay, today. They unanimously
yes.
voted to allow for student athletes to be compensated for their likenesses and names.
Correct.
The NCAA's three divisions must come up with rules for the way that they're paid, whether or not, of course, it can be taxed, which is just a whole nother thing.
Right.
But there's a bunch of things that they have to still come up with.
If the university gets a cut. Excuse me.
Which, 100%.
Right.
There's no change in the treatment between student athletes and non-athletes.
That is a complete lie.
And that's the thing that they were worried about anyway, because it's already happened.
Well,
it's already
a fucking swimmer is not going to bring in the money the fucking head quarterback is going to bring in.
Neither is that science major who's a genius and has like that brain, that super brain, but they not, you know, getting touchdowns.
Yeah,
on the field.
It's go ahead, finish.
All right, students are to not be treated as employees, and there must be a clear distinction between college and professional opportunities. Now, California actually already passed this
type of law.
And back in September. I didn't know they actually passed it. I knew they were flirting with the idea and they threatened to, but they actually passed that shit. And this is the next step, man.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts,
James? Oh, my God,
dude. Give me some of your thoughts. It's okay. Hand the thoughts out.
It's just going to create a giant pool of inequity on college campuses.
Yeah.
Because the star quarterback and his six-figure shoe deal.
But that's the thing. Like, they're going to put limitations, I think, so that it's not
there. Yeah,
that.
But...
you're thinking extreme.
What, are they going to give him $80? They ain't giving him $80, dude.
We even discussed it, and I think that better minds than ours are already on the case, where if they limited the amount they could make in a month... to something that was reasonable, but then like
I was always a proponent of a stipend,
which is
a stipend is way different than getting an endorsement.
Okay, explain, Jonas, because not everybody knows
if the NCAA mm-hmm. provided student athletes who spend X amount of time practicing for their sport required, they do not have the ability to get their own employment,
mm-hmm.
so they cannot earn money.
Mm-hmm.
So they're busting their ass making the college money, and they're getting nothing in return, and they're broke.
Yep.
So if they gave them, say, a couple $100 a week so they can go get fucking Taco Tuesday.
Groceries.
Fucking go buy a new shirt, whatever they want.
Because it becomes their job anyway.
Right.
Because they're spending so much time on the field and at practice and double practice. And
like, they may want to work. They'd be like, you know what? I would really love to get a job at Red Robin.
But I'm exhausted.
Right, I can't. Coach told me if I do that, he's kicking me off the team.
Yeah, I'm already basically only going to half of my classes because of how freaking tired I am.
Right, he already caught me sniffing jock straps, and next thing you know, he's going to kick me off the team.
Okay, so the stipend...
Yeah, I mean, that was my idea. Like, the schools just give the athletes a small stipend, something that they're not going to make inequality amongst the students
who actually have
jobs.
Sorry to say.
Right. But if you're just going to school and aren't there and are there just learning, it's a little different than going there to learn and having like.
But the thing is that sounds good on paper.
Oh,
but
they're
already providing them with the education, the free ride.
Right, which is worth a ton of money.
The stipend is a good idea, but that money has to come from somewhere.
Yeah, all the money they're making for the school.
You mean just by attendance?
No, just by being a good athlete and bringing people to the game
So that's attendance.
Tennis at the sporting events?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then people are buying Ohio State jerseys because they like this player. Or other people are going and spending money on beer at the stadium. Or people
that.
Alumni donations. Any of that shit.
Yeah. So you were talking to me earlier, and I stopped you.
Yeah, you did.
Because you were saying...
We do this all the time, I know.
You were saying something about, I wonder if they're going to continue to make the video game.
The NCAA football game.
Yeah.
They stopped making it because a group of college football players sued.
Yep.
Saying, you're making money off our likeness.
Fair enough.
I get it. The problem is, EA could have done... And here's the thing. I know you're not a football game guy.
No, I'm not, but this is kind of the thing
They use the schools, which is fine, because they're a public institution. They didn't even put the real names of the players in
there. They did not.
But I think they modeled the players and the skills.
Yeah.
Like, about, you know what I mean? Like,
it's a kind of mirror.
Right. So the NCAA could have, I mean, they could have fixed that easily. I mean, EA could have fixed that easily. I think the last time they made a game was like 2010. So, like, I could see them bringing it back. Here's the problem.
What?
They got to pay the students. And there's 159 Division I college football teams. Ooh. Every team has at least, I don't even know what the roster limit is. It's probably at least 53. That's the NFL.
Ooh. So they have to play each of those students on a tiered rating, whether or not they're like first string, second string, bench, backup.
Right.
Second kicker.
Right.
And then how much do they give each one of them?
Right.
Like $10?
But
even still, that's like $1 billion.
That's still not fair. They'll still be like, no. They'll have to negotiate. It'll almost be like a labor union at that
point. It's $1 billion that they would have to pay, even if they paid all these students $10, though. So I don't know.
Not, I mean, 159 times 50 times 10 isn't a billion.
You said 159 players?
Yeah, times 53.
Okay.
159 teams times 53 players. So we're talking, I don't know. About 50,000 players, roughly.
500 million.
Times 10.
500,000.
But they wouldn't pay them $10. They'd have to pay them way more than $10.
How much would they? Do you think they would pay them?
They would need thousands of dollars each.
Then where does the rest of the money go?
From what?
Because I figure they're going to have to pay the school, too. You got to pay this. They're already paying the school.
No, the school's getting free advertising, man.
The school, wait a minute. So when they were making these NCAA video games, the school wasn't taking any payment for their logos, their likenesses.
No, EA has a deal on that, man. They pay the NCAA for all the stuff. That's like people who make NCAA merchandise. They pay for the licensing to use the logos so it's like a set fee.
Yeah, but you would think that the school would have their hand in the pot.
Oh, dude, I'm sure. Like, everything is fucked up, yeah. You know?
And I think that, honestly, I think that a lot of it has to do with a lot of these lobbyists actually approaching the NCAA about it, saying is that this is not only an opportunity for you to show that you care about the students and that you're willing to let them do what they've been complaining mm-hmm. about doing for years.
Oh, yeah, forever.
I'm still pretty indifferent about the whole thing.
I don't like it, but whatever.
I kind of lean both ways.
Right, I feel you, but I don't like it, but whatever.
Yeah, so instead of leaning one way permanently, I'm going to stay in the middle, but it's money is in here. All of these decisions are made with money. So somebody's approaching Nike is like, hey, we can make that new star freshman shoe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're not wrong.
My final thing I have to say about this, mm-hmm. if the NCAA was not making money off of it, mm-hmm. it would never happen.
Exactly. That's a good point.
That's the bottom line.
That's a good point.
They will make money somehow.
Even in this land of cancel culture, you ain't canceling NCAA.
Mm-mm.
And they have stated that they still think that the decision made in Florida is unconstitutional. California is still unconstitutional, and they still are considering not honoring them in NCAA events as well.
Oh, interesting.
There was an interesting thing that a state senator said. His name was Dick Burr.
Dick Burr.
But I'm not going to read his whole statement because I just didn't like the way it sounded. But he was saying essentially is that if the NCAA is going to start letting students get compensation for as earned income,
okay,
then they would treat it as earned income, and you got to look into taxing the NCAA.
I think that's fair.
The NCAA for scholarships as well as the players.
I don't think any money earned should be taxable. I mean, that's just what – I mean, that's capitalism.
That is fair.
You know what I mean? Like, that's how the world works.
Yeah, and that's very true, and I agree.
Yeah, because, I mean, if someone came to the Crazy Town, they're like, hey, Totino's Pizza Rolls, Juan gives you an endorsement. Uncle Sam is going to take – some of that money.
Jonas, I would stop being vegan. If Totino's coming here with a check, I'm
you're
cheap.
Like, I would suck down pizza rolls.
Man, I love a pizza
you're
roll.
Like, we'd just be tossing them in each other's mouths. Totino's, holla.
Crazy Town, Totino's.
Yeah. Jesus. All right.
We take the masks off. Holy shit.
Yeah, dude, I'd be like, Totino's is the best. And they're all like, you can't swear anymore. And I'd be like, oh. I'm like, oh, god dang it. God jagnabbit.
You're up, brother.
I am. I got two. I got one, and then it's real short, and I got a cleanser, dude. I always leave the cleanser for the end.
I'm happy with it.
All right. This happened in Mattoon, Illinois.
Yes.
Florida of the North.
Never heard of her.
Me neither. There was a man. Mm-hmm. His name is Matthew Bushman, 36 years old.
Matt Bushman. I know this story, too.
Do you?
I do. Yeah. I know that name.
Yeah, right? So, police were investigating a forgery, and they went to talk to Mr. Matt Bushman.
Mm-hmm.
And they go out, and they're talking to him, and he tried to give them a fake name and a fake date of birth,
mm-hmm.
because he didn't want them to know who he was.
Mm-hmm.
They said, "Sir, I see right through your goddamn bullshit. We're taking you to prison."
Is that what they
you
said?
Have a warrant.
That's what they said to him?
Yeah, I was there.
That's abuse.
Yeah, before Lebanon, I was in Mattoon.
That's abuse?
Yeah. Have all the police shit going on, that's what you're calling abuse.
Good call, Jonas.
All
Good
right,
call.
Just saying.
What'd Matt Bushman get into?
Kaepernick would turn over in his
grave. Collins was turning over in his grave. Yeah, okay.
All right. This motherfucker had Matty B tattooed on his neck.
Matty B! Big Matt Bushman, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's like, you can say fucker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're not on the YouTube videos. It's cool. Yeah, fuck. So, note to self, kids. If you're going to be a criminal, don't get your fucking name tattooed on your neck.
Matty B!
Matty B in the motherfucking house. I mean,
is it? Wait, go ahead.
How are you going to lie about your name when you have your name tattooed on your fucking neck?
I mean,
I guess if you get your name tattooed on your neck in the first place, it puts you in a whole different sort of conversation.
What was the fake name you gave him?
It didn't say.
Damn.
He was probably like Pablo Escobar or something like that. I mean, with his name being tattooed on his neck, I wouldn't be surprised if he gave a name that would be the most farthest thing from it. No, he was like, I'm Natty Pushman.
Matt Pushmore. Yeah.
Not Matty B.
You know what's crazy about that is I think that Matty B was the little Caucasian boy that redid Biggie Smalls' Juicy, but he did it in like a kids bop type of way.
Wow. It was all a dream. I used to read Teen Bop magazine. Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. It was not quite like that. That was your own thing. But it was.
I'm always doing my own thing.
It was definitely like a kids bop watered down version of Juicy.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure his name was Matty B as
Aww.
Well.
You can
Google that for yourselves.
There was a guy
know.
In Ink Master, I think his name was Matty B.
Wow, there's a lot of Matty B's out there.
Yeah, kids, don't go by Matty B.
Yeah.
All right, I got the final story.
What you got?
Florida man.
Of course.
Positivity. Coming out of Florida man for once.
A lot of Florida stories in this
I
one.
I know, right? Jupiter, Florida.
Jupiter.
I didn't even get the guy's name, and he's actually a good man.
Wait, this is name him Daryl?
Daryl?
His last name?
Cheryl.
Okay, Daryl Cheryl.
Daryl Cheryl from Jupiter, Florida. He learned that there was 400 children in the Jupiter area school system that couldn't get lunch because of their school debt.
Dude, I heard about this. This is sad.
Well, yeah, right, dude. Well, and here's what... Okay, I'll tell the story, then I'll get my take.
Aww.
So basically what the man did, he had no connection or agenda or whatever. He went and paid it off. It was $944 for 34 cents for 400 kids. So
Yo.
On average, these kids owed like $2 a piece.
It's like nothing.
Right. And they were going to withhold fucking lunch from these children.
Over $1,000?
For 400 kids.
How
dude.
Many? 400 kids and you wouldn't?
Right. And they said they would either not, if the kids in debt could either not eat or they would get a cheese sandwich. And he was like, children should not have to worry about food.
Wow.
How fucking Zig Heil do you have to
Yo.
Be to be like, I'm sorry, Bartholomew, your mother didn't pay your 80 cent debt. You can't have lunch anymore.
Yo. And that's the thing is like on a small scale, it looks like you're turning away like two kids here, three kids here. You know, like, sorry, but on a larger scale, you're basically saying that 400 kids have to eat bread and cheese for lunch because they owe
$2. $2.50
a piece. That's fucking ridiculous. And it makes that school look like they are just totally fucking disconnected from their community.
They are. There's no looking like they completely are. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like if that got out... Like, before this man paid it off.
Uh-huh.
Like, if I had a child and he was like, there's kids at my school that aren't eating lunch because they owe, I don't know why, I think they owe money to the school. And, like, and I was like, I would, like, call them motherfuckers up and be like, what the fuck? And if I would, like, start a GoFundMe or something, if I had the money, I would pay it too. I mean, I'm not a rich man.
Do you remember the lunch program at our school?
Yeah, yeah.
They even had, like, a free lunch.
Yeah, if your parents made under a certain amount of money, it was free.
Yeah, and most parents just lied. A lot of them weren't, but yeah. Most of them.
I mean, but lunch was cheap, too. It was, like, a dollar or something. It was
we had choices, didn't we? Like, we had the bowl of fries. There was, like, $1.75.
No, but, like, you could get the whole lunch. It came with, like, a juice, a milk, a main dish, and, like, the side. And it was, like, whatever. But you could buy individual. You could just get, like, a grilled cheese if you wanted.
Yeah.
But it was, like, $2 a day or something. And then they had the snack table with, like, the fruit roll-ups and pretzels and shit.
Yeah.
Going back, think about how many calories those lunches were.
Oh, dude, they're awful.
The milk was, like, a pint. A pint of chocolate milk is, like, 250 calories. A fucking cup of juice, another fucking 100-some calories. A fucking big-ass slice of pizza is probably 800 calories. Fucking French fries every day.
All right. Thank you, Captain Body. Yeah, Jeremy Kyle already tried, man. He couldn't get it. Or Jamie Kennedy.
Tried what?
Was that him? Jeremy Kyle, Jamie Kennedy?
Well, tried to do what?
He tried to fix the schools. You've seen the guy where he's in the home economics room, and he's got a bunch of little kids, and he's, like, grinding up, like, chicken bone and chicken
kid. Oh, I did, dude.
And then he, like, makes it into a fucking patty, and he puts it down and presses it, and he's like, now who wants to eat this? And all the kids put their hand up. He tried to reform the schools.
Yeah, actually, but you don't reform the school by reforming the children. Children will eat anything. Yeah, when I was a kid, you take a jar of fucking sugar goo, and you're like, oh, it's the best thing I've ever eaten.
I know, but he was hoping for a different. He was hoping for a different reaction.
Yeah, shit in one hand, wish in the other. See which one fills up.
But
faster.
It was the fact that he was trying to. He had to reform schools over in the UK to make their lunches more healthy.
Right.
He tried to do it here. It didn't work. Came down to that
cheddar, dude.
Always
our schools are broke anyways. They can't even pay the teachers more than like $20K a year,
which is ridiculous.
Absolutely,
man.
Dude. I can't even imagine being a teacher now with fucking dude. I had a pager. And got some, and like they took it away, and I had to go talk to the principal to get it back.
Now motherfuckers is getting shot.
Yeah, now they're getting shot. Now they're on their phones all day long. Like, they're encouraging them to look things up on their phone.
Do you remember, like, having a phone out used to be bad? Now they're
no,
like...
No, we didn't have phones, bro. It was pages.
Oh, yeah, okay. I meant, you know, yeah. But even still, I remember when having your phone out in class was still considered bad from the younger generation.
Yeah, dude. It's like, I don't know, man.
Don't age date me, Jonas.
I mean, when you had that brand new Samsung Galaxy 10 in your pocket at high school.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so... All right, everybody. That is all time that we have for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining us. Whether you're watching us live on twitch.tv/CrazyTownMediaLive or you're watching this replay on our YouTube channel under Crazy Town Media, or you're just listening to our sultry voices on Spotify or iTunes or SoundCloud or any of the other motherfucking shit. For Jonas
and TNT Dynamite.
We'll catch you on the next one. Testicles.